Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus. How is your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for some spring cleaning. Well, Bombas just dropped soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place. And you know what? I just did it. Once you try Bombas, you are not going to look at socks the same way because they are obsessed over details. They have these anti-blister tabs and cushioned footbeds, so your feet feel great. It's like walking on little pillows. It's amazing. I love my Bombas. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head on over to bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers at checkout. Florida teachers need our help. How does a laptop stay still? And did Andy Warhol have something to do with Love on a Leash? All this and more. People, places, it's time for Last Looks. Hello, all you Nevadas, or should I say all you Cords? Honestly, I still have no clue what happened in Open Window, but we're going to get into that all in just a bit. Hey, everybody, I'm your host, Paul Scheer, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? Last Looks, where you're going to get to voice your opinions, maybe set us straight, although I think it's impossible to do in regards to the movie Open Windows, which I think I had the greatest understanding of. Plus, Jason and I are back together to talk about all the stuff that we are currently into. We're going to reveal next week's movie. And as always, I'm going to try to solve your problems on Paul's helpline. But first things first, a big shout out to Homonym. Homonym sent in all the themes for today's episode. So if you like that opening theme song, you got a bunch more coming up. Thank you, Homonym. And you know what? We love these songs. We love theming our episodes around your songs. So if you want to take a part in this, record some songs for us and send them to howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. But keep them short, 15 to 20 seconds. That is the best. Now, next order of business, it's important. How Did This Get Made is finishing what we have started. That's right. We're going back on the road. And I got to tell you, we are almost sold out, with the exception of Cleveland. Cleveland, get your shit together. Come on out. I mean, we're close to sold out in Cleveland, but by far, Cleveland is lagging. And maybe it's because I keep on calling Cleveland Northfield. And people are like, no, it's Cleveland. Then I just went back to Ohio. Anyway, I'm confused. For the people who live in Cleveland, it's the old Hard Rock. For the people who want me to say it's a new one, I think it's the MGM. I don't know. We'll be there. Go check our website at httgm.com. And we're doing something really special. Since we are doing these dates at the end of the month, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's October 27th to the 30th, we are going to do a costume contest every single night. A How Did This Get Made costume contest. What does that mean to you? Dress up as your favorite How Did This Get Made character. Dress up as a character from the movie we're talking about. Or dress up as Jason, June, and I. Or blow our minds and combine something, I don't know, dress as a baby. Jason won't touch you, but it will be a blast. Go to httgm.com for tickets and information. And I'm looking at you, Cleveland. I'm looking at you, Northfield. Let's get a sellout there because we are so close in every other city. All right, let's get into it. I know we talk a lot about movies, but there are bigger things out there in the world. You got problems. Let me solve them. It is time for Paul's Helpline. And to help bring us in, Homonym, take it away. Let's hear from you, because I know that you have problems in your life, in your love, in your job.
Don't you really want to know? I'm enough.
I'm going to help you. Revealing just personal things. Let's get into the Paul Helpline.
Okay, I have a wonderful father, but a bigger one.
I'm your Oprah. I am a more modern Oprah. I am more modern than Oprah.
I'm only searching for the father of your baby.
And let's go to the phones. Look, I love these calls. They are great. Today we have two bangers, and I want them to continue, so please give us a call at 619-PAUL-ASK, 619-PAUL-ASK. Just make a call. Let me be a person that you can bounce something off of. Let's bring it to a larger community on the Discord. We have so many people writing in with questions. Just make the call. It's okay. It's just your voice. We're not going to find you. We could even blur your voice. Can we blur your voice? I guess that's a visual thing. We can disguise it. I don't know. Cody, can we do that? Devin, is it possible? Anyway, don't be afraid to call 619-PAUL-ASK, 619-PAUL-ASK. We will help solve your problems. And I tell you, when we get a good call like we did 2 weeks ago, people are pouring in with all their opinions. So I want them to keep on coming in. And let's go to Don from Phoenix.
Hey, Paul. This is Don from Phoenix, and I'm calling for a little help with parenting. My child, who is in seventh grade, has really developed a love of the arts over the last couple of years, and we recently enrolled them in an arts school where they get to focus on choir and musical theater and instruments, and it's really very exciting for me as a parent, as someone who's always wanted to do something a little bit more artistic. And I was just wondering how you would suggest I encourage this newfound love of the arts without overdoing it so I push my child out of it. Appreciate the thoughts. Thanks. Have a good one.
Don, I am very happy to get this call. I'm no expert. I'm not an expert at all. I'm gonna give you a snappy, quick answer, though. My answer is facilitate, don't create. Facilitate, don't create. That's what they say you should do when you're a public speaker. Repeat things multiple times. The reason why I say facilitate, don't create is let your child guide you. Let your child tell you what they're interested in, and they will want to do it. My son, my oldest, loves basketball. I love basketball. I don't play it all the time, hardly ever. But my son loves it so much, and I just facilitate his love for it. He wants to be on a team, I go find him a team. He wants a new basketball, we get him a new basketball. We get a hoop, we do it with a hoop. You know, it's like, but I'm not saying you got to go out there, you got to practice threes, you got to go practice layups. I'm not trying to be his coach. I'm not trying to get him into something. I'm just letting his pure joy take over. And I think, especially in the arts, no time is going to be running out. Let your child tell you what they're interested in. And then just, I mean, look, they're already in an art school. Clearly, they like this, they want to be there. So they'll start leading you. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about the bigger picture. Just worry about them finding their voice. It sounds funny to say that a little child would have a voice, but I guess they might get a voice. And if they have a voice, let them lead you. Just support, be a great parent. Don't do anything different. I think this is true for all parents. Just let your kid tell you what to do. I'm in a battle right now with my 8-year-old, the one who plays basketball, who's trying to convince me that he doesn't really need to learn how to read, or it's not going to play that much of an important part in his life. He does know how to read. He reads very well, but he's like, I don't need to do this all the time, though. Like, he's like, I'll do it to get by now, but I'm not going to need this. In that way, I am helping him, but I'm not going to just give in to him not wanting to read. It's just basically so he can read more comic books, which I have no problem with. That's what I did. I bought him comic books, and now he's reading comic books. I'm facilitating. Anyway, Don, thank you for that call. I want to hear your voice, just like I heard Don's voice. But now let's talk to Janet from Florida. Janet, here we go.
Hi, Paul. My name is Janet, and I recently resigned from my job as a high school English teacher here in Southwest Florida for many reasons. Chief among them are some of the terrible laws and policies being passed by our governor that are hurting teachers and students. My question for you is this. Since I resigned, I've been interviewed and a few pieces have been published locally about why I resigned from teaching. And I want to continue to raise awareness for the plight of teachers in Florida and elsewhere. And I want to ask you how to do that. What should I do next? How do I get my voice heard on a larger scale so we can protect teachers and students nationwide? Also, thanks to you and June and Jason and your people for providing countless hours of entertainment over the years. I'm a longtime fan of all the podcasts, TV shows, and movies collectively. You guys are awesome. Thanks again.
Wow. First of all, thank you, Janet. Hats off to you. Amazing. Amazing that you are trying to get the word out. You Google Florida and teachers, and there are a million things going on. Woke math. We have military coming in to teach students, teacher getting fired for twerking, another teacher who posted just a TikTok about how few supplies she had in her classroom and got an outpouring of gifts. So across the board, there are issues, right? Don't say gay, so many different things. I'm not an expert. I want to really throw it out to the community, and I will say that our community on Discord is amazing, discord.gg/hdtgm. I would say go there. There are probably other teachers there that can help you. People can help you kind of figure out a game plan, especially because you're in Florida. I have no real connection to that. I have some more connections here in the LA public school system. Not even big ones, but slight. But I would say this. You know what? What I would love for you to do is probably start documenting it, making these little videos. I love this city council candidate here in Los Angeles. Her name is Eunice Hernandez, and she just made these great TikToks. And I know that's California, and she's running for city council, but she activated the community. She got people listening, and I feel like that's how people are learning about things via social media, especially something like TikTok. You're doing something really good for the community, and maybe that's a way to start, like get a little bit of an online presence. So when they do those interviews on TV with a teacher and a segment producer Googles something, you're going to pop up because that's how you've now created your persona, your online persona is that. That would be my first starting step. I'm sure other people can help you out. Call in, tell us if you want to respond right here, 619-PAULASK. Tell us. You don't have to just ask me questions. You can tell me things too. Let us know how to help. And by the way, if we're talking about how to help, midterms are coming up. Make sure you are registered to vote. It's easy to do. Just type, am I registered to vote? There's a million websites, vote.com. They'll get you ready to go. Midterms are coming. Make sure you are voting. Get your voice heard. One vote does make a difference. By the way, look, these are big issues, right? Arts, teaching. But maybe your neighbor's dog keeps on pooping on your lawn, or your in-laws are driving you crazy. You know, whatever it is, we help people put in an above-the-ground pool, or actually an in-the-ground pool. I wonder how that's going, Canada. Let me know. Anyway, give me a call, 619-PAULASK. That's Paul Ask. There we go. All right, we'll be right back with your questions, comments, and concerns on Open Windows. How Did This Get Made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah, save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eats all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Last week, we talked at length about open windows. Wow. Just feels like yesterday. That was the day that we think Jason got COVID from that baby. Look, I was level-headed. I was clear. I knew what I was talking about. Jason and June, not so much. But you know what? Maybe you can even enlighten me more. It is now time for some corrections and omissions.
Now you got a favorite thing about a movie we watched, and we didn't mention it, so you're real pissed off. We fucked up. We suck. So now you're here to tell us everything we forgot. It's the thing. Corrections.
Thank you. Homonym. Again. Wow. 3 for 3. Let's go to the Discord. Dr. Guts writes, while there are a multitude of questions that need to be asked in relation to this movie, I think a central one that should be asked is whose laptop is being used throughout the majority of the movie? If it's Nevada's, wouldn't Cord know it's not really the OG Nick right away? And if it's OG Nick's laptop, how would the French hackers know to contact Nevada through the computer? Well, this goes to my theory that he knocked out the original Nick and took his laptop. That's what I think. Again, I figured this movie out. Alan H. writes, of all the twists and plot turns and open windows, I completely expected Jill to have helped orchestrate her own kidnapping and fake her death. It was set up early on as she wanted to quit and was told she couldn't. It would have been better to explain the motivation of Cord. Alan H., let's go back. Director's cut. I just watched Midsommar director's cut. You know what? Let's get it off the floor. We could add it in. Get Sasha Gray back for a day. We'll get that guy who played Cord. It will work out perfectly. I love it. That would have been so much more fulfilling on some level, wouldn't it? Yeah. Sean McBee would have thematically answered some questions, made a little shot at the big blockbusters. Oh, man, this movie could have said so much, but yet it just confused the shit out of us. Sean McBee writes, the biggest issue with this film, and that's saying something, is that Cord's entire plan hinges on predicting human behavior that is completely unpredictable. Well, I mean, yeah. 100%. While he has a fair amount of control, most of the time his plan doesn't fully swing into motion until the agent sees Nick's camera in the window. It's pretty absurd to think that he'd be able to spot a camcorder on a tripod. Yes, that's what I was saying. Behind a pane of glass at night on a different floor in a different wing of the building. Yes, of course. Even with all that coming to pass, there is no guarantee that he would call down to the front desk. No guarantee he would agree to check out the room, and no guarantee he would check out the room so thoroughly. And if any of those steps were not to go according to his plan, his entire plan fails, because getting the agent into the room is how Nick gets to tase him, ball gag him, and move into action. The agent being ball gagged is now how Jill is convinced to comply on camera. So if the agent left the room or pulled the curtains closed or didn't look up a floor or any number of equally plausible actions, the movie could not have happened. Well, Sean, all I say is this to you. While you think you made a great point, and you know a lot of people listening probably agree with you, I'm going to point you to Nathan Fielder's The Rehearsal. I'm sure that this guy, Cord, had a lot of different what-if scenarios. This was just one of the scenarios. I'm sure that maybe he had Sasha Gray's, you know, grandmother trapped in another building somewhere else. This was just one of the plans. And again, that's why I have been stumping for a clue, the movie Clue-like movie of this film, where we get to see multiple versions of the same film with actors making different choices. Let's do it, you cowards. Make a Clue version of this movie. Interactive entertainment is the future. By the way, I made an entire interactive movie. Guess what? The company went bankrupt after we sound mixed and color corrected it. So if you are in the market for an interactive movie with a great cast, let me know. Let's go to the phones. Adrian from Texas, what do you got?
Hey, Paul, it's Adrian from Texas. So on Open Windows, I just wanted to say, do you actually expect me to believe that his laptop, Elijah Wood's laptop, would just sit in the car seat, in the passenger seat, and just not fly around everywhere and just, like, not budge at all throughout that whole car chase as he's slamming cops and just swerving all over the place? Like, how did it stay in place? Did he seatbelt it in? Did Cord put Velcro on the bottom? Like, that thing should have been flying everywhere. We should have been seeing the roof. We should have been seeing the floor. It should have flung out the window. The triops guy should have, like, popped in and been like, "Hey, Nevada, we can only see your feet." Like, how does it not just fly all over the place and smack him in the head? Help me figure it out, man.
Damn, Adrian asked the simplest question. And you know what? I appreciate a question like that. We're trying to unravel so many mysteries, and Adrian just goes for the simple one. That laptop is not staying still. It's true. Nothing stays on my seats. Nothing. I'm buckling up a Yeti container because my wife makes me. I have a very big Yeti water bottle. My wife makes me buckle it up. So maybe he buckled it up. Maybe he had some Velcro. Maybe the seats weren't leather. I don't know, Adrian, but great question. Next, Micah from Las Vegas. Here we go.
Paul, Jason, June, Devin, Cody, big fan. My name is Micah. I'm from Las Vegas, and I just got to say, Nevada. That's not how you say it. It's Nevada. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. Been here my entire life. And you'd be skinned alive if you said Nevada here. So just wanted to give you a helpful hint. Next time you have anything involving the word Nevada, it's Nevada, not Nevada. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, dude, I knew it. I knew it. You know what? I knew someone was going to call us on this. But in the movie, they say Nevada, right? But then the French people, they say like Nevada. Like, so yes, you are correct. Of course you're correct. When I canvassed in, now I'm going to mess up again, Nevada. You see, I get confused. I get it. We made a mistake. But I believe in the movie they were pronouncing it Nevada, right? Nevada, Nevada. Anyway, you got us right. Thank you for calling us on our shit. We appreciate that. We'll take that hit. Holly from Houston, what do you got?
Hi, Paul. This is Holly from Houston. I went to your live show for Open Windows, and I just listened to the newest episode about Open Windows. And I did have a question. You mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that although the movie takes place in Austin, you said you have it on good authority that there were some high-speed chases that made it to Houston. And I don't really remember you going over that during the live show. So I was wondering if you could explain more about that. And I also wanted to let you know that I was also sitting close to the baby near the show, and I also tested positive the same day that Jason did for COVID. So that's the thing. Love the show. Love the live show. And hope you guys stay safe for the rest of your tour. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, my God. Wait, what? What? This baby gave COVID to everyone in Houston. Oh, my God. Cannot wait to tell Jason in just a little bit. I'll tell him. We'll hear his reaction. Oh, well, I'm glad you're okay. You sound great. And Holly, I will say, I was just joking. This movie was not shot in Houston. It was shot. I mean, it wasn't even shot in, I think, South by Southwest. It was just kind of, I was a joke that I made. It was primarily shot overseas. So, Holly, I'm glad that you're back. And wow, you know what? I mean, whew. All right, back to the Discord. What do we got here? Double Switch writes, at least on two recent episodes, Paul says he played a full motion video game for Sega CD when he was a young kid that starred Corey Feldman and had lots of different camera angles to choose from. But in fact, he's referencing Double Switch, which starred Corey Haim. May he rest in peace. You know what? You are 100% correct. And I don't know why I've said it in two recent episodes. I definitely said it in this one. And I've just talked about interactive movies. Maybe I got a thing. I don't know. But I take Double Switch. Go look at some of the video of Double Switch, which I've done recently. And I didn't even put it all together. Okay, yes. Thank you for the Corey correction. And a fun update here about Love on a Leash from Shake Agitator. Shake Agitator writes, don't know if this is allowed so late in the game, but I have two Love on a Leash bombshells. One, get ready, people. The distributor, Phoenix Pictures, presumably linked to the church mentioned by Stephen Kramer Glickman, has released 18 movies by Uli Lommel. As per Wikipedia, Lommel was a German actor and director noted for his many collaborations with Rainer Werner Fassbinder and his association with New German Cinema Movement. Lommel spent time at the factory and was a creative associate of Andy Warhol, with whom he made several films and works of art. Therefore, Love on a Leash is only 3 degrees of separation away from Andy Warhol. Boom! Wow! Okay, already. Great. Took a while to get there, but I like it. Number two, Jana Camp and Anise Kamo were not only the real-life couple in Love on the Leash. Shane Aeon, who played the creepy manager, is married to Gloria Winship Aeon, who played the store owner's wife. Together, they own, perhaps unsurprisingly, Animal Actors International. What? A dog talent agency specializing in professional dog actors? Not only have they worked on Hollywood blockbusters such as Doctor Strange, Anchorman 2, and All the King's Men, they also were dog trainers for the 2015 episode of The Chris Gethard Show. Wait a second, was that the one that I was on? I don't know. Oh my God, this was great. Oh my gosh, so many amazing corrections and omissions this week. I love that there were, I love that real dog trainers were in that movie. All right, there can only be really one winner. And I'm going to give it, well, I mean, there's so many I want to give it to, but I think I have to. Even though Shake Agitator came in hot, Double Switch knocked it out of the park. Adrian from Texas asked a very simple question. Sean McBee, Alan H., everybody did a great thing. But you know what? The only person who put it out on the line is Holly from Houston, because she came to a live show and she got COVID. And you know what? The live show, she still enjoyed it, which means you got to come out and see our live shows when we are in Indianapolis, Chicago, Ohio, and Detroit. We'll be there at the end of October, and it's going to be so much fun. But right now, Holly, you are our winner. Homonym, hit it.
You win nothing.
That's right. If you want to chime in with your own thoughts about the latest episode, hit up the Discord at discord.gg/hdtgm or call us at 619-PAUL-ASK. Coming up, Jason and I talk about all things that you should be watching. Stay tuned. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, that combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's 2 in a pack. Shop Reese's peanut butter cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these. Today's episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Well, guess what, people? This is the deal for you. It's Philo. Philo's got movies. It's got shows. And it's got live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Philo has unlimited DVR for 1 year, so you can save all of your favorite shows and you can watch them on your own schedule. That's right. It also allows for multiple profiles and multiple streams. That's right. Mom can be in the kitchen, Dad can be out in the man cave, and Sister Tina can be in her own room. Never miss a minute of shows, because there's no better way to watch TV when Philo has more than 70 channels like ID, Lifetime, and MTV. So try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/bonkers. That's philo.tv/bonkers to get 50% off your first month. Today's show is brought to you by BetterHelp. People, how is your social battery right now? You know what I'm talking about? You know, do you feel drained? Do you feel bursting with energy? Well, it's very easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin. I mean, I do it all the time, but sometimes we have to figure out the right amount of socializing and maybe the right ways to recharge. Maybe you're an introverted extrovert. That's what I consider myself. Maybe you're just an introvert. You got to figure out how to pace yourself. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonkers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonkers. All right, before we go any further, let's look at what How Did This Get Made recently released on Matinee Monday. We released a great episode, Daredevil with Ed Brubaker, which I love because Ed is such a genius. I love his books so much. If you haven't checked out any of the work of Ed Brubaker, stop whatever you're doing. Get into it. You can listen to Jason and I sing his praises on a mini episode just a few months ago. But Ed Brubaker is cooking up something great all the time. And if you're not keeping up with Reckless, it is one of my favorite books. It's everything that you want. It's kind of like a little bit of Magnum P.I. It's just a kick-ass private eye who lives in an abandoned movie theater. The stories just keep on going in all these different directions. Hats off to Ed. And next week, I guess maybe in celebration of the great first season of The Rehearsal, we are re-releasing Gooby with Nathan Fielder. Nathan Fielder, we try to make him take ownership of the Canadian-ness that is Gooby, but he had no want or desire to do so. But every Monday, a brand new old episode of How Did This Get Made is released in the stream. And if you want to hear all of our episodes for free without commercials, you can just sign up for Stitcher Premium and use the offer code BONKERS for a month free. But now, the return of Quart Chat. Hominin, hit the theme. Quart Chat, told you I'd see ya. Quart Chat, Jason Man. Jason, we're going back on the road.
Here we go.
They tried to kill me.
They tried to kill me on the road. They came at me with their sick babies and their coughing old people. And I got sick. And then you know what I said? I said, what? I'm going to pick myself back up.
Yes.
And I'm going to go back to these cities. And yes. I'm going to show them the what for.
You are going. It's a revenge. It's a revenge on these cities.
Yes. Although these cities had nothing to do with it. They were the victims.
Yeah, sure. But we're still, yeah.
But I am taking my sense of vengeance, my rightful sense of vengeance that I have geared towards the only people that I can claim responsibility against New Orleans, the audiences of New Orleans, Dallas, and probably Houston. That baby was coughing. I'm just saying,
Jason, I need to reveal something to you. Jason, there's been something I've been sitting on and I've been waiting to tell you. This is important news. Breaking, how did this get made news?
Okay, Devin put in breaking news.
We need graphic. Here's important information that we just found out earlier in Last Looks. Jason,
yeah,
there was a woman in Houston who was sitting next to that baby who got COVID from the same baby.
What?
Yes.
What, do you think the baby really did it?
I think the baby did it.
Okay, because I really want to say this. Yes. I really want to say, like, I know we've been making a whole deal about the baby getting me sick because it was a joke we made for people who don't know, who weren't at the Houston show, just a very brief bit. A baby came on stage. Now, I didn't hold the baby.
Nope.
And when I say that, I was easily 25 feet away from the baby, right?
Easily.
Would you say that? I mean, the baby was far stage right. And I was in my seat. The baby just came up the steps, waved to everybody. Everybody clapped for the baby. That was it. The baby
It was your undoing.
The baby coughed, like, repeatedly. And I made a joke that the baby just gave me COVID, right?
Yes.
Then... The next morning, I test positive for COVID. Now, I don't think the baby can infect me and it be that quick. You know, my belief is that I probably got it prior to Houston, but you're telling me something right now that is rocking my world. Should I sue this baby?
I will say this, and this is an important thing. Because we are
If you're listening and you're the baby's parent, you need to get in touch. Can we say right now, we will mask your voice. We will cover your names. Under cover of anonymity, if you can prove that you are the baby's parents, please come on and talk to us.
Well, now here's what I want to figure out. Because when we go back on the road, we're going back to do these four cities. And we're trying to do something special for these four cities. It's Halloween weekend. And we're going to do this costume contest. So we feel like the shows are early enough that you can come see us and then go to your Halloween parties. But I want to see people in costumes. And if that means someone's going to come dressed as Jason with COVID, I'm all for it.
Listen, please dress as someone. Dress as me. During the tour. So just wear a double mask.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
May I suggest that your costume have an N95 as one of the components? Why not?
I am very excited, though. I want people to think outside of the box on this one because I do feel like it could be any How Did This Get Made character. It could be any
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about is these aren't your costume ideas aren't limited to the movie we're covering in your city.
No.
If you want to come dressed as Sean Connery and Zardoz in like the crazy red, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wild thing. If you want to come dressed as the giant head from Zardoz, if you want any Zardoz-based costume,
we are open to Zardoz. We are open to guest stars. Yeah, whatever you want to do. If you want to dress as the guy who came on who was in Superman 2, do that.
If you want to be like the space age costumes from the Stardust Brothers or, was it Voyage of the Rock Aliens? That was it, where they had wild new wave costume. I guess they both did.
I'm very excited. And I'm going to say this to anyone from Detroit who has been complaining. I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry.
Detroit, wait, what are they complaining about?
They don't like that we have given them Oogie Loves. A big
and they're whining about it?
Oh,
wait, you're telling me Detroit,
the toughest city.
The city that built America. You're telling me Detroit is whining?
I had someone tell me
that's rich.
I sold my ticket. I didn't sign up for this shit. And I'm like, first of all, what did you sign up for? You signed up to see the show. We conquer bad. I mean, we talk about bad movies. This movie.
No, you were right. We conquer them. We conquer bad movies. Wow. What a bunch of whiners. You know what, Detroit? Wow. This tells us a lot. This tells us a lot that here we are trying to bring you comedy, trying to bring you something to make you laugh and brighten your day. And you can't help but turn around and be like, that's not what we wanted. We wanted something better.
I don't even know what they wanted. As if as if Ghost in the Machine would be like, well, that's what we were
expecting. Like, where's our open windows? How come we don't get open windows? You know what? You know what? We didn't hear those cities whining, Detroit.
I'm going to just say,
yikes.
I'm going to say that it's probably just about 50 or so people, and the other hundreds of people that are going to be there are going to be great. But I was going to ask, in your COVID time, and I understand as somebody who's had COVID, like many people out there, that sometimes, like, yeah, you want to watch a lot of stuff, but you wind up sleeping a lot too.
Oh, yeah.
What was like the great, like, COVID watch for you?
The thing that got me through, both because I love it and also because it's so immersive and enormous, is I watched all of the extended cuts of all of the Lord of the Rings movies. So each of which is 4 to 4.5 hours long.
Yeah.
So I watched all of that, which was, I watched probably, I mean, within the pandemic at one point, sure. I watched them too, but they are phenomenal. And so yes. I know them so well that I could close my eyes, just listen. I didn't have to like watch I couldn't watch anything that I cared about. Like,
right. Or, you didn't want to get invested in something new.
I couldn't watch anything new. Exactly. I couldn't watch anything. Like, there were things like The Old Man or things that I was like, oh, I really am into this, but I couldn't focus on new information. So that was perfect.
That seems great. And have you watched the new, The Rings of Power, the new?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So have you like it? Where are you at?
I'm enjoying it. So I am and I don't know, I think we might be similar.
Yeah.
I never read the Lord of the Hobbit or the Lord of the Rings mm-hmm. books. I was never in either my youth or even in adulthood. I never was a book reader of any of these kind of Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings. None of these were, I only kind of came to them through either the feature added, the Peter Jackson movies or the Game of Thrones TV show. So I only process these things via TV and movies, and I'm enjoying it just because yeah. I'm enjoying being back in Middle Earth and being a part of these stories. Same with Game of Thrones. Do I think they are incredible shows? Like, oh my God, this is the greatest show necessarily? No, not particularly, but I'm having a blast watching both
just
House
being
of the
in
Dragon.
The world. Yeah, I need to jump into these shows. I've held off. There was a moment where I was like, you know what? I know they're coming. I'm getting ready. I have an open slate for what I could start to watch. And then I've gotten behind and now I'm nervous. And I'm like, which one do I watch? And I've heard, oh, well, maybe the HBO one. Mm-hmm. Why am I
playing Game of the Dragon?
House of the Dragon, because it you're immediately in. And Lord yeah. of the Rings is kind of building a little bit slower, so you might want to have a couple more episodes built up. And I got to say, in that moment, I froze and just started devouring Couples Therapy on Showtime, which is pretty amazing.
Is Jason, it great?
It's fucking awesome because it is this woman. Not Esther
Perel. It's real, right?
It is 100% real, and I'll tell you what the most fascinating part of it is. Talk about palace intrigue. You pretty much focus on about 3 or 4 couples a season and over like 8 or 10 episodes. But the added bonus of this show is that the therapist goes to her clinical analyst to unpack her baggage. Yeah. About
so the Peter Bogdanovich character yes. in Sopranos. Yes.
Yes. So you get a full...
That's great.
Watch of what she's saying about these people, what she thinks, where she feels like she's failing, where she feels like she's succeeding. It is like, June was like, I've heard good things about this. We should watch it. And I was like, I don't want to watch. Like,
all right, I'm in.
You know, and it was like, but there's something really interesting about just watching couples. And I thought that she said it really well, the therapist. She was like, look, I'm another voice here to help these people navigate through, a moment where they are unbalanced. And she's like, but I've been each one of these people in my own relationships in different ways.
Yeah.
And
I thought that
was such an interesting way of looking at it. And then it becomes, I think, really fascinating as just a human being who's been in any relationship to be like, oh, wow. Oh, that is interesting. Okay, wow. And you get to see different ways that people totally avoid things or really connect. It is really fun.
That. Okay.
And now I've just finished that. And Now I feel like I can get into
Here's
game
what I'll say. I think that, and I, being that you're not necessarily like a Lord of the Rings or a Game of Thrones super fan.
Yeah.
I think you can watch them whenever you want.
Okay.
If you wanted to wait, because I also don't necessarily think there's such a cultural conversation going on that you're going to hear about like a red wedding,
right, yeah,
or a something that you're going to be like, oh, I guess it's over for me. Like I really think they're strong shows, but if you waited until all the episodes were released, I think you'll have fun.
Yeah.
You know, I think you'll have fun. Exactly. I don't think you are missing out on the, like, I got to watch it every week and I'm enjoying it because I get to listen to those podcasts afterwards. And I enjoy hearing my favorite people talk about the things I'm watching, even if I'm just kind of casually watching them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that feels good to me. And also, you know, look, like my dance card is full with She-Hulk. Now Andor. She-Hulk,
loving it. She-Hulk is great. I think She-Hulk is fantastic, and I cannot recommend it enough.
She-Hulk, to me, took a lot of the things that I loved about Hawkeye and really has, like, amped them up. It's like, oh, this is, oh, like, yeah. And I love the She-Hulk comics, but it's like, it's really funny. It's having fun with the world. Like, Ms. Marvel had fun with the world, but this, I feel like, is...
No,
kind
this
of my
is really
perfect one.
Unique.
I think it's my favorite one.
What I love about She-Hulk is that they are really now comfortable experimenting with different styles and tones of a TV show.
Yeah.
So that, like, in this one, she breaks the fourth wall. It's like an Ally McBeal style lawyer. It's a comedy. It's a straight up sitcom comedy that happens to star superheroes. And yeah. It's absolutely fantastic. If you're enjoying it and you want to get more, I recommend you read Dan Slott's run.
I was gonna say Dan Slott's run is great.
Of She-Hulk is very heavily, the show is very heavily influenced by that run. And it's
by the way, I do love that Dan Slott is taking down people on Twitter nonstop because people are like,
is he?
So, oh yeah, because people are so mad about certain things that are happening. And he's like, idiot.
Wow.
I did this. Like, it's not breaking anything.
For him. Oh,
like,
that's
he's
cool.
Sticking up for the show in the sense of it saying, like, no, this is what it is. Like, and I love when you can see a creator out there doing it.
Great. I love that. I'm enjoying that. I'm excited. I mean, we're talking before Andor. So I'm going
to
watch it tonight.
We don't need to drop all these episodes, three episodes all at once. I like the one at a time. Give me one. Give me a week. Give me another one.
What I will recommend to you that I think might scratch your couples therapy or you know, that kind of that world of an itch is Junior Baking Show.
You told me about
British
this.
Bake Off for kids.
Yes. It is. I am so excited about this. I cannot wait to watch this.
I cry in every single episode. Every single episode I cry. And yes, Cody is saying Great British Bake Off is back. And as
love
of
it.
This recording, one episode is up of Bake Off, but Junior Bake Off or whatever it's called.
I'm going to watch Junior Bake Off.
Oh, keep your eye on Charlie. Keep your eye on Fern. These kids are incredible. I'm obsessed with them.
Okay, and I want to bring up one other thing. Have you watched Chad and TJ Go Deep on Netflix?
Oh, no, but I know those guys because I know who they are. They're the,
OJT.
They're like the surfer dudes
yes.
who go to like political meetings and
so,
stuff, right?
Yeah, they got famous.
I've heard their stuff, but I don't know the show.
They got famous kind of online in the beginning, or at least when I recognize them. Like the first thing they ever did was they went to not a town hall, but I guess a little bit like a town hall where they opened the floor to public comments. And public comments, they don't, like, you can basically say whatever you want. And it's a rogues gallery of people in there. And the first one that I ever saw was them trying to commission a life-size statue of Paul Walker for this town.
Yes. I've heard this one.
Yeah, all right. So it was like, and I was like, oh, these guys are so funny. And then he popped up again.
They also did one where they wanted to get, I think, Long Beach to rename their water treatment center after Britney Spears.
Yes. Right. So it's like,
I think was one of them.
Yeah. They've always done these bits and this new show that they have, and it's Chad and JT Go Deep, is produced by Abso, which is the Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim company. So it's got that sensibility. It's so fun. June, like, now here's the biggest testament to why the show is fun. June didn't know what it was about.
Yeah.
She was angry that I put it on. And then we watched the entire season in one sitting.
Oh, good. Oh, great.
So,
okay.
They follow a plot. It's a little Borat-y in that sense, like where it's like a manufactured
like
plot.
Like hidden camera kind of. Oh, I see
a manufactured
what you mean.
Like
There's
plot
a narrative.
That connects all these like bits. And they're great. And I'm just dying laughing. And one of the ones that I really, really enjoyed, I won't tell you how it all plays out, but they take a busload of people on a Hollywood tour, and it's called the F&T Hollywood Tour. Oh, sorry. Okay. It's called the F&F Hollywood Tour. And they only drive to Fast and Furious locations. And everyone on the bus is so angry. Like, they're like, if you look over here, this is where Walker meets up with Vin Diesel. And it's so sincere. It's not putting any shade. And that's what I love about the show, too. They're not pranking people.
Yeah.
They are just like
using people as an audience to their nonsense.
It's a really, really fun show. But okay, I know you have a couple things.
I'm just going to shout out a couple of things. Yeah. On Netflix, Shang Wang, the stand-up comedian, has an incredible new special called Sweet and Juicy that is so funny, so smart, great comedy special that I really recommend to everybody. I'm really enjoying This Fool on FX.
Yes, I was going to talk about that as well. Yeah. This Fool's great.
Really funny. The guys that did Corporate are behind it, and it's fantastic. There is a documentary that I think is on Shudder.
Okay.
It's about the band Guar. It's called Is Guar, and it's fantastic. It really is. Whether you know about Guar or not, just put it on and watch it.
I love Guar. That is
and
great.
Then
I did
I'll
a children's
also,
show based on Guar.
Really? Oh, that's great.
It was one
I'm
of
not
the
surprised
most,
at all.
It was one of my favorite things to do. I don't think it went past the pilot, but damn it, that show was crazy. It was like a Chuck E. Cheese band, but they were like a Guar band, and it was so crazy.
Well, that's what Guar is. I don't want to spoil too much because there's so much in for it's such an interesting documentary. Also, great music documentary is the Randy Rhoads documentary, Reflections of a Guitar Icon.
Oh, I love that.
Absolutely fantastic. And then I want to shout out two shows that I was a part of that have now been canceled and or removed from their service.
All right, get into it.
Paper Girls on Amazon. Guys,
what a bummer.
You were supposed to watch it and help us out, but the goddamn thing got canceled. Amazon blew it. I'm trying to get outrage going online. It's not working. Send Amazon some tampons, right? If you've watched the show, there's a great episode where tampons feature prominently. So why not send them tampons? Let's get this going. Paper Girls, hopefully somebody else will pick it up, but I don't know. And then also the great J.G. Quintel animated show Close Enough, not only canceled at HBO Max, but removed from the servers.
From existence. I have so much to say about this. I could talk about that for a very, you and I have texted about it for. There's a lot to unpack there. And that's such a fucking bummer.
It's such a bummer.
And what people don't realize is, and I'll just, again, there's more time for Quar Chat, but there.
Oh, yeah.
We can get into all
this. We haven't gotten to any of my comics or music rights.
I have a few for next time. Yeah. I will say that the thing that pisses me off and what people don't realize is when you take a loss on a show, you essentially put it in a lockbox that makes it almost impossible to get out from they can't just walk it over to another streamer. And also streamers are being reared and they don't want to take other people's stuff and all this bullshit, but you make it impossible. And we've had an issue with Human Giant season 2 that it's been a little bit in this lockbox. Human Giant season 1, not in a lockbox. But it's like these companies do these slash and burns. And what they don't realize is that they erase things from existence.
It really breaks my heart. There's so many wonderful shows, Close Enough being one of them, Infinity Train also on HBO Max. There's so many incredible animated shows specifically that so many wonderful people poured just an incredible amount of work into, made something beautiful. And not only, listen, we all get into this understanding that what we're doing might get canceled, right? That's part of the equation. But to have it removed from the streamers, to have it erased is crazy.
And it just sucks because you lose the voice of people. And I think that's the bummer of this whole thing is like, that's work. That's energy. That's your career. Like, you know, it's like, it's to be like, well, no one will ever get to see these paintings ever again. That's really, it really speaks, I don't know, it depresses me on a level where it's like, spent all this time and energy and effort on making something. And I don't care if it's successful or not successful, but the fact that no one can access it is really...
The fact that that these are things that they, like, you know, that just don't exist. If you want to watch Moonlighting right now, you cannot.
Right.
If you want to watch The Heartbreak Kid, you cannot. For a long time, another Elaine May movie, A New Leaf, impossible to find.
I'm scouring eBay. I'm trying to find stuff. And by the way, I'm just going to mention it and give it a quick shout out. But if there's anyone out there who has really good experience at AI upscaling of video technology, I would love to chat with you. Please DM me, because we are in the process. Well, I won't even say what we're going to be doing, but you could put it all together by context clues in this conversation.
And if people are really interested in my Patreon level Zooks Cubes episodes, you just let me know. It. I'm talking bags, I'm talking cubes, I'm talking pouches, I'm talking slings,
all
the whole
of
thing.
This. All right, we'll be back with more Quar Chat soon. I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad that we're going back on the road. And this is a great...
Start thinking of your costumes now. Start thinking of those costumes now.
And we will be far away from you behind some plexiglass shields. We should talk to
And
APA.
Also, you know what? If you're listening to this... Just wear a mask to the show. It might not be mandatory. We might not be making you do it, but just do it anyway. Why not?
We want to make sure we can finish the tour this time. All right, Jason, I'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, Jason. That was fun. Now that we got Open Windows out of the way, let's talk about next week's movie. We are going from multiple screens to multiple screams. That's right. Next week, we are watching An American Werewolf in Paris, starring Tom Everett Scott and Julie Delpy. That's right, people. We're getting into our Scaretober. Here's a short breakdown of the plot. In American Werewolf in Paris, an American tourist, that is Tom Everett Scott, unwittingly gets involved with French werewolves who have developed a serum allowing them to transform at will. All right. You heard it. This is a unofficial sequel. Anyway, this film rates as a 7% on the tomato meter. And Roger Ebert from the Chicago Sun-Times says, the characters are singularly dumb. Here are people we don't care about doing things they don't understand in a movie without any rules. Triple play. That's right. There's no rules in this movie in a way that's really infuriating. But I think Jason, June, and I all think you should watch it. Anyway, take a listen to the trailer.
Paris, beware.
They went to Paris to fall in love.
Talk about the woman of my dreams.
But now...
You need to relax.
They're running for their lives.
I'm not a wolf!
You're an animal!
An American Werewolf in Paris.
At cinemas everywhere, January 29.
You can watch American Werewolf in Paris for free with a subscription to Peacock, Freevee, or Tubi. Or you can also check out Hoopla or Canopy, which are digital media services offered by your local public library. Use your library. That's what it's there for. Everybody, that's it for the show. Please remember to rate and review us. It helps. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, make sure you're following us. Visit us on social media at HDTGM. And for commercial-free access, like I mentioned, go to Stitcher Premium for a free one-month trial. Use the offer code BONKERS. A big thanks to our producers, Scott, Sonny, Molly Reynolds, and our engineer, Devin Bryant, and our publisher, July Diaz. Next week, we will see you for An American Werewolf in Paris.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.